wir sitzen jetzt gerade in der Kindler. Die Gruppe mit Kindler, die Gäste hier dann nicht. Very beautiful hospital. We decided, of course, that there is Havana to make a hospital. We also have a different Havana here. They wanted to show what Kilim are and what Promethean are. They hear that in Maskilim, they go, they build hospitals, they help people. And these are pieces of the Promethean, they sit and learn, what do they do to help people? And we made that in Rupert Havayim, we call it such. We had one speaker and another speaker. Everybody's talking how great this group are, how they're doing this, or helping people. And then they asked the Chofetz Chaim to speak. Chofetz Chaim got up, and he says, you see today a beautiful thing, people are working to build hospitals, to help people that are sick. The Antara Kedosha is one step ahead. The Antara Kedosha, what we learn, make sure that people don't get sick. And that's obviously a lot better than treating sick people. In the end of the Chofetz Chaim, in the little job, in the little piece of Kulim, in the Gala, the Valdiki is Tayyid Nashkafa. We know, the Chazal say, the Torah is considered the Tzama Chaim. When we think it means the Chaim of the Yenavel, the Chaim Manetza, but it's Ayemet. It's also of their Velt. As on this Velt, even on this Olam Hazeh, the Torah is a medicine that gives a person Chiyas. Chazal say, Barasi is Tahar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It doesn't only mean at Yenavel, it means on this Velt also. And the emphasis is a person that goes through life and there are different problems, different sverekaiten that he encounters. And you have to realize that in every problem you have to look at the Torah as the answer to all our problems. The Torah is really the Tzama Chaim. Today I'm going to discuss one Indian that every person, no matter what age, no matter what matzav, he always finds himself in these types of problems. And hopefully we'll show how the Torah is really the Tzama Chaim. The Gemara in the end of Makkos tells us that, of course, we all know there are 600 tayag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and each one is sochashim and kaya. But as Rashi's mazda, as Darius went on, and people were getting shvacha, they couldn't focus, they couldn't hold each one specially. So different tzaddikim, different gedolim came along and picked out ikrei mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs are somehow coiled into the whole Torah. David HaMelech found 11 mitzvahs, Yeshaya found 6 mitzvahs, Micha found 3 mitzvahs, and Chazal say Baruch Havakuk after this whole thing, Baruch Havakuk v'amidon alachas. Havakuk found one mitzvah that coiled the whole Torah Kula. What's that one mitzvah? So the Gemara Shenema v'tzadik v'munasa yisir. The Havakuk picked the mitzvah of Muna, that the Muna is really the mitzvah that coiled all the other mitzvahs. Those are the person stones of Chanart. Avada and Muna is a mitzvah yikara, Avada is a mitzvah chesuva, it's one of the yisod of the Yiddishkeit. But how is a Muna coil all the mitzvah? How about the whole parsha of Yidad Mechaveyar? A person is a kaisen, a person has sin at chinam, machloikis. And life is so full of these problems. So how could we say that a Muna coil all the mitzvah? Avada is coil, but Adam Bamakayim, the person that lives with a Muna. But how is it coil with the whole Torah of Yidad Mechaveyar? I want to tell you what I think the emphasis of Shabbat and Gemara, and this is really the message that we have to take out of this Gemara. We find in the end of Parsha Vayechi, after Yaakov Avinu died, so the Pesukim tell us that the brothers were very worried, they were scared, that now that Yaakov died, maybe Yosef will hate them, and they should come up what they did to him. So we find that the Pesuk says, Yosef says, Yom Alein Yosef, Al Tiro, don't worry, Ki Asachas Elekim Oni. I won't take Nekama, don't worry, I'm not the Yedishter. And the Chayyar doesn't have shot. They come with a taina that they're worried that he's going to take the Kama. And he answers back, Asachas Alekimani. And all the Mepharshim, if you know the Tafanar, they all say different shotim, what Yosef meant. And I once said a shot to Hashem, and I think that's really the Tavana, if you look in the Tafano of Hanard, I think that's really what he means. And I think that with this we'll understand the Gemara Makkos also. I used to always think, and it still bothers me, you ask a person, you go over to a person, come on, any person really, actually, you ask them, how's it going? So, what did he say? Baruch Hashem. He said, I didn't ask you to bench the Avis, but really, how's it going? How's your Matzav HaChaim? The person says, could be better. Some people say that, some people are a little more open, they say, be honest, it's really not going good, it's not really the way I wanted it to be. And each person starts to list his own tekela, his own tekela, but things that really why he thinks life's not going his way. Some people say, by me is okay, but the enemy, he's better off, and I wish I could be like him. And some people have hard times, some people have stirrings, somebody in the shul, somebody on the block is bothering him. And each person will give you something that's really on his mind, that really takes away from his happiness. And Bekitzi, if you talk to a lot of different people, you'll come through a long list. And every person is really bothered by the question, why me? Why do I have to have this bothering me? Or better yet, can it be better? It could be so much better. Why do I have to be in this matzah? Especially you get older, there's panacha, there's tzavid rabbanim, and there's shalom bayit. There's a whole chelak of life that each person starts to compare himself to the other person, and he's better off, and couldn't it be better for me? And even now, in the yeshiva years, the Bnei Yitzhayah, Bnei Yeshiva, we don't have these problems of panosa and shul politics and neighborhood politics. But we also have things that really bother us and take away from our happiness. You're learning good? Yeah. But Lamaisa, I could be better. I could have a better kishon. I see my chavis doing much better, and I wish I could be like him. I wish I had a better zikaron. And many people tell you, my family, the other person's family, they appreciate his learning, they're more Bnei Torah. My family doesn't care if I learn, they're in the television. And each person starts to make a whole chesed of why he thinks that really life could be better. And the kids, a lot of people walk around, they're fatayim, they're chabitis, it's good, but it could be better. And they start saying, Azalach Azachim. I started to wonder myself, the Ebitzah made this world, to make this in B'yaita. The Ebitzah made this world to give chesed to the Nevroim. The Pasuk says, Oilam chesed yibana, and the Chazal types, that the Ebitzah built this world to do chesed to us B'nai Adam. So if the world is supposed to be a place where people are supposed to be happy, why are so many people forbidden and forbidden? Mr. Sharm starts off his sefer with his famous words, Ha'adam le'nivra elal hisanik al Hashem. That a person was created for Tainig, and the altar from Habotkin and many shmuz, and I saw your Kasko San also in the Yunim on Tilch Sarim. He says it doesn't only mean Yenevel, the Sanig al Hashem, and Oilam Anetzach, and Oilam Haba, but Oilam Haba, this vel, is supposed to be the Hisanig al Hashem. It's supposed to give a person an Oinig Gashmi. So why are so many people unhappy? Why is it that maybe you could even say that most people aren't happy? Everybody is thinking it could be better, he has it better, and I'm missing this, and I'm missing that. Isn't it the world that's supposed to give us an oinik? And then I realized that the answer is very simple. And maybe Akasha doesn't even begin. Because the emes is avada. The world was given the sanag al Hashem. When a person lives in the world of Abaya, of Rava, he lives in the world of a Kaisachoshin, a Kuvaega, so I'm in a Chanami. Then he's living Kimea Shemayim Alar. Then he's living in the Oilam Chesed Yibana that the Abish to put him in. There's a beautiful lesson, I always love to say it over in Chazinish and Nigeres and Nigeres Yid Gimel. So Ish Hazoycha Liyadiyas HaTayra, the person is going to learn Tayra, who Hailach Ben Anas, he's going between people. The Nidma La'odam Haroya Leinayim, he looks like a human being. Avos of the Chazinish. The Emes Humala. He's like an angel Hagar im Bnei Samusa. He's mamish living. Himmel Dikitek. Kimei Hashemayim al Oyer. The Chai Chaya Atilas Umarayim al Kobrachu Tehila. The Chazinish is magish what it means in Sikhis Atayra. What it means. The Chai Netzach of Devil. Of Oilam. Of Limit Atayra. He realized what Mishil Shurim meant. The Sanag al Hashem. And people that live in the Velt of Torah, in the Velt of Abaye and Rava, they start to realize that it's an Oilam Chesed Yibana. But you know what happens many, many times? And unfortunately, it's too many times to mention even, Lida, many people take themselves out of this world. And they put themselves in the world, in the Shmutz, that's called Kinnah. They're learning, and they're talking to Herving and learning, and they're talking to Sinachid and Sinachid and learning. But look at Yenim. Yenim is doing better. He has a better master. He has a better family. He has a better kishon. And you know what the world of kin is? You know what jealousy does to a person? The Rosh, the Hele Rosh, and Achaz Chaim, Ois Kufi Gimel, he warns us, Al Titen B'Vavcha Kinnah, don't start with that Sam HaMavet called Kinnah. Shazuhi chayla ra is a terrible sickness. She'ein la rafua. Kina is a sickness that has no cure. And believe me, it's not a good one. Every word is gesell. Kina is a chayli ra she'ein la rafua. And I have to tell you, I think we all understand this. What kina does to a person? A person can be living with everything good, but if somebody has it a little better, etvas better, and what happens to the person? Does he enjoy what he has? Is he have a peep at what he has? He doesn't. You know why? Because somebody has more than him. And then everything that he has, everything that all the chesed that the Eibishter gave him, the whole that he's standing al Hashem, that he was gebench with, it all goes down the drain. The Reish Yitzchak, when he speaks about kinnah in Shahanava Perzayin, he describes it so beautifully. A person that has kinnah is always ba'atzvus. And his mind is always busy. Look what the enemy has, look what he has. And he can't enjoy what he eats, Dr. Reish Yitzchak. He can't enjoy what he learns, because there's always somebody that has more than him. Look in the Mesilas Yesharim and Perikid Aleph. Look how he describes kinnah, what kinnah does to a person. Now read it with Lashon. Hakina gami ena chasarin yediyah v'sichlus. You know, I once said, a person's a bal taiva, we call him a chaita. Okay, it's a terrible aveira, but he has something. But I said, when somebody has kina, he's not a chaita, he's a shaita. Because he does an aveira, and he suffers, and he mutches, and he goes through torture, and what does he have? Does he have any more because he's mekane yenim? Does yenim lose any because I'm mekane yenim? So what does he have from the kina? Besides aggravation and heartache and every other problem. So what is he if not a shaita? And Dr. Tishon Vaita, it's only chasar and sim, idea of the sichlus, ki eina mekanim aviach kum la'atmai. And then he says, atyam yira l'chaveri eza toivi yis ashesh ba'atmai, he'll start to rot. The yidag vi yitzara ach afilu ha'toivet she'biyodai lo yehanehu. The taste, whatever you do have, the little bit or the lot you do have, is worthless, because look, somebody has more than you. And this is kinnah when you're young. There's somebody learning better than you, who has a better mishpach, who has a better this, a better that. But the problem is that kinnah grows with a person. Because as a person gets older, so does his kinnah. And then he starts looking at the chava has a better shidduch, he has a better job, he has a better family, and he has more covet. Kinnah is an endless battle. It's a lifetime occupation. And believe me, I could speak hours and hours what I've seen in my own eyes, how kinnah, mamish, destroys a person's life. And Chachkel, in one of his smoothen, said a beautiful lush and very bekitzit, hides up what kinnah is. Hakinnah hayresa, destroy the chaya adam, oy loy v'oy l'nafshay, v'yisra'em and v'yisra'i nefesh. So I asked you, Rabbi said, what does a person do to himself when he puts himself in the veldt of kinnah? You know what he's doing? You know what he's doing to himself? I'll tell you what he's doing. The Mishnah tells us what he does. Hakinnah maiti es adam min ha'olam. Kinnah takes a person and his kishkas out of this veld. Takes any bit of sifat ha'nefesh and simcha zechayim and robs him of that simcha. And when the Mishnah says maiti es adam min ha'olam, believe me, it does not mean oilam haba. It doesn't only mean scharf yanavel and oilam haba. It means oilam hazeh. And you know which velt it means? The oilam chesed yivana. The Eibishter gave us a world that so much enjoyment that each blot gemara can have so much tainus. But a person that has a little bit of kinnah, he slaps himself out of that world. And which world? That's the oilam chesed yivana. And he takes from the Sanig al Hashem and he puts himself in the blotta of kinnah that destroys, that maharesh is a adam. A person can be zaycha, to call tov, but if there's somebody that has more than him, then oy loy v'oy l'nafshi, look how much it does to him, look how much it destroys his life. There's a Mavadiki Gemara, it's a Hedron Kuf Beis. The Gemara speaks about Yeravim ben Nevat, and we know Yeravim ben Nevat as one of those that have no Olam Haba, that Russia. But the Gemara speaks of him with great praises, the Yeravim ben Nevat. The Gemara says he was the biggest Talmid Chacham in his day. Did you ever know that? The Gemara says in the Pasuk, "Shekol Talmid Chachamim Zaymin Lefanav Ki Isvei Hasodes." He was the greatest Talmid Chacham in his day. And you know what happened after that? And at the end of his life, he had an opportunity she'ein kamoyim. Daf the head of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis. She has tough say called his Baruch Hu Liran Ben Nevat. The Yevis to Kavi Yachol, the Yevis to Alein, grabbed on him. Va'omar lai Chazor Bach. Do tshuva. Do you hear a kiruv? Do you hear the Yevis to Alein is metapel with him? Can you imagine a better Lehissanik Al Hashem than Yeravim Mazoicha? And Daf the Yevis says, you'll do tshuva. Va'ani va'atof, me and you, Kavi Yachol, me and the Yevis to with him. Uben Yishai, Nitayel began Eivis. Can we imagine what this is? Do we have an Asoga what it means being Mitael with the Eivis and Gan Eden? Do we have an Asoga in the Olam Chesed Yibana that he was like at that moment? What the Sanig Al Hashem, what it meant to Yerav Men of us, the opportunity he had, Ani Va'ato Nitael V'Gan Eden. Wow! What a Gelegenheit. Is there a big opportunity than this? But look what happened. Look what he ends to take it from the Yad without thinking. All my life, so you haven't told the Abish, so look what's happening over here. Me Barash. Okay, but who goes first? Me or David Ben Yishai? So the Abish said Ben Yishai. What? Of course, Ben Yishai never did an Avera. He's Ihachi Loi Benina. I don't need it, forget it. Look what's happening here. Be misvoid in a minute, what's from the Sufik, though? Here we have a Gelegenheit to be Nitael with the Abish in Gan Eden. Here we have a Kirvas Elokim Sha'im Kamayu. And what's he worrying about? What's on his mind from all this Kirvas Elokim, from the whole of his Tanik Al Hashem? You know what he's worried about? Who goes first? Who's first? That's what I want to know. And we look at him and we say, Shaita what he is. What an idiot. Look, he had the opportunity. And he threw it all away, right? And then we say, you know what he did? He got that choyli rosh ein kamayu. He mamish be mares es chayah. He had kinah. He destroyed his life. What a shaita! Look at what a little bit kinah does to him. Right, and we have tainus to him. We have so much and a little bit kinah. Rabbi says, don't we talk about this sometimes? Don't we also sometimes have everything called to us? But you know what it bothers us? Me barayis. Who's the best? I might be the second best. But who's Migra? Who's really the best? Who does Rebbe like the most? A person is Zaycha to sit in the Eibishter's house to learn Torah with Chaverim, with Yedidim. He's Zaycha to spend his life in Torah. And you know what he asks? He wants to know Migra. Why am I not the best? Isn't that the same narrative like Yoav Ben Nevat? A person could be sitting and learning, and he could have Nikol Tov. But you know what he's thinking about? You know what's going on in his mind? You know what bothers him? You know what maybe really what's making him tick? He wants to know me Barash. And you know what? If he's not going to be Barash, you know what he's going to do? He's going to get Ba'asvas and he's going to leave the yeshiva one day because he has to be Barash. That's what Kina is. That's what Kina does to a person. And he wants to know who's the best in the class and why can't I be the best in Zikaran and in Kisran and in Mishpacha. And he has a hunger thing why he has to be Barash. And Ani Ageva, I've seen this. People have every bracha, but they're missing one little thing, and they're not happy because they're Mekanayim. Isn't that the same narrative like Yoav Ben Nevat? A person has everything but me Barash is going to stop him in his tracks. That's what the Rosh meant. It's a choyli ra she'ein barfua. That's what Reb Chaskel said. It's Mahariyasa Tzitzchai. Because whatever he has, the greatest bracha is Laisanik Al Hashem, but it's all meaningless because there's somebody on top of him. And you get older, and you'll see people are living a life of Mibir Roish. I met once a very rich person, and he told me he's not happy. And I was wondering, and he told me, Mamish, a little bit of his financial dealings. He's a goyin in Ashiris. But he told me because there's somebody else that's on top of him. And he wants to knock that competition out. Wow. A person can be command on top of the world. But he has to be, but he has to be Barash. And then what does he say? Nothing is good. He's not happy. He's Fatainit. He's a kind of the Abishta. Why is he better than me? Isn't Kina a sickness? And when a person, the Adayim, takes himself out of the Olam Chesed Yivana and he puts himself in the Blotta of Kina, in that Sam HaMavet of jealousy that destroys a person's life. and this never ends. This matter never ends. A person can have the biggest fella, but he's not happy because there's somebody on top of him. There's somebody with a bigger maverick tire than him. A person could go to a chasana, and I've seen this like that. He gets bracha chriti, but he's not happy because me bereish, somebody else got said the kedusha. And I don't like talking like this, believe me, but if you don't hear it now, you'll never hear it. Kina is a sickness that gets worse and worse and worse. And it's not, doesn't discriminate if you're a Talmud Chacham or Dinish. Chazal said, Akin is mighty to the men of Olam. It doesn't go away until you schlep it away. So the person can have kol tov, but the mi baroish, that question knocks on his head. And that question robs him of any bit of happiness. Any little simcha he has, he's not happy because there's somebody on top of him. And we could talk a lot about this, but Mekvayda Odom will be Makasa. But believe me, I've seen this my own eyes. People that had everything going for them, every bracha that they had, but except one little thing, and it was all garnished for them because there was somebody on top of them. And trust me, the person that lives in this block of Kina, Oy loy v'oy benafshei, ve'yisem v'yisai nefesh. I don't mean Yenevel because of the chet of Leisach, I mean Abdezah. How a person is never happy. He'll never, ever, ever be happy. Because there's always somebody baroish. And the higher he gets, then he'll realize more that he's not baroish. There's always somebody on top of him. And it's lachnis levin. It doesn't let a person enjoy whatever he has. It's mayas and it's chayas. And that's kina. And how about a person is not mitaniyah? But he wants something. He wants something, he feels he deserves it, sekumtem, and he's missing it, and he needs it, and I'll do better with it. And he has 100 chas, but he's not jealous chas, so he just wants it. He wants things from his parents. They don't care about me. They'll give me more, I'll be happier. He has kindness on them. He has kindness on the Rebbe likes him, and not me. Why can't he give me more kiruv? He has kindness on his chava. And sometimes he has kindness on the Eibishter chas, so. Sometimes, yes, he has kindness on the Eibishter. Eibishter, why couldn't I have a better Christian? Forget about the other, but me, why can't I be better? Why me? Why me of all people? He has a better family. He has a better Christian. He has a better Zikaran. And the kid to the person is Hatayna. He has a complaint. You know what happens to such a person? You know what kind of leaven that person has? The person goes to a Gehenna of Gevel. He has many, many brachas. But he's missing one thing. And you know what he says? You know what his reaction, you know what his happiness is? I found a pasuk in the Megillah that tells you what he says. He's not the only one that has such a problem. There's a man, a guy called Haman. And the pasuk tells us that Haman had everything going for him. He had gedula, he had kavod. He had a shirish, he looked in Chazal, what kind of Aisha he was, Aisha Nifla, and he himself and those tzukim told his family that he's on top of the world, he has everything. But he's missing one thing. There's one little thing he doesn't have. There's one Yidala named Mordechai who doesn't want to bow down to him. The Kala'am is bowing down to him, they're giving him covered Malachim. He's on top of the world, he's at Aisha, he gets covered, he has everything. One person. He's missing one fraction, one chut atzara. And you know what he says? Kol ze einenu shayvelu. Whatever I have is worth nothing to me. Listen, shugna, it's a dreita. He's on top of the world, mamish berumei shalaylam. He's a melech v'kibay kamash. And it's one person that's not bowing down. And not because the person is not giving him their cheres. It's a religious observance. He doesn't want to bow down. Religious purpose. I'm not doubting his godless. But you know what Haman said? Kol ze einenu shayvelu. I have nothing. It's worth nothing to me. And again we think, what a shayvelu. What a nar. He has everything. One thing. Rabbi say, forgive me for asking this, but don't we talk the same way sometimes? Don't we sometimes have kol tov for missing one planetite? And what do we sign and what do we scream? Kol ze einenu shayvelu. How many brachas do each one of us have? And we're missing one. So we're not Makanian, but we're missing the Fatainit. I could have this. parents put a leaven into their children. They give them everything mikol tov. And then comes a day that they don't give him one thing. And it's a tainus, he has a tainus. And let's assume that he's right. Let's assume they did make an ava, which is certainly never true, but let's assume it is true. They did an ava for him. So what did he start to scream? I didn't put a leaven into you. I didn't put kaychas miyam hivaldai. But you know what he's saying, if you listen closely? You know what he's saying? I have a time and I'm angry now. And I'm angry, but I have a good reason. Either gave you years and years and years of chesed. Either gave you so much. So what do you mean, cold? What do you mean I'm angry? I gave you kiflik and mamish thousands and thousands of chesedim. So it's a felt effort. And even if you are right, but look what they gave you. But no, you know what the person is saying? You know what's in his kishke that's bothering him? He's talking like Haman. He's saying, kol zeh enu shoivali. First has a chavrusa, a chava, and he has a taina. Good, let's assume you're right. But what about all he did to you? And all the chesed and all the good you have from him? And when a person has tainus, you know what he's saying? If you listen closely, he's saying, kol zeh enu shoivali. Because if you would have a little bit seichel and realize what he did get from that chava, how could you be for tainus? How could you have a taina against him? And this Moir Rabbeisa is the biggest sphere and the biggest problem in Shalom Bayis. And again, Bein Arayis is the person who can hike your bench with a zivik that's mamish and isha kisheira and everything she does for him. But there's one thing that she's missing. There's one chisaron she has. And the person gets fatayned and fatbitted until Rachmano Litzlon hared medreshetli. And you know what the problem is? You know who he's talking like? He's talking like Haman. He's saying kol zeh enu shoivali. And again, maybe some of you are young, but it needs a training, mamish from today. A person could have everything, but he's fatayinit. What do you mean fatayinit? Good, you're right. But how about everything else you have? What do you mean? I'm fatayinit. But look at the good, look at the mindless that the person has. But a person is talking like Haman. He's saying, v'chol zeh enu shoivali. Person, halila, rachmano litzlon, has tainus to the Eibishter. Eibishter, why me? It's talking like Haman again. The calls in a shoivali. What about all the chazdei Hashem that you had from the Eibishter? And here again you see this. Here you see that a person is oilam chesed. He's put in the oilam chesed. A person was given the gelegenheit lehis anegal Hashem, but he has tainis. And that's called here. He's tainis because he's tainin calls in a shoivali. A person who's sitting in beveis Hashem, he's zeichet to learn. How in the world can he have a taina? How is it megalach? How is it you're talking? How is it acceptable a person can have taina? You're not the biggest valkishin. You're not the biggest yichas. Look at the godless you have. Look at your opportunity to sanig al Hashem. And if he has a taina, you have to understand he's saying kol zeh enu shoivali. A person, Rachman al-Son, is involved with sinna. He's angry. He has taina to go. He's angry at a person. What is sinna? You know what the chinuch says? The chinuch in the mitzvah of Lashis Nechiv Mavecha, Avijus Loshin. She sinna talev, zayremis, rois, gedoylois, vihi hamida hapchusa, vahanim eses, bitachlis hamir. One of the Rishonim, in each word is gesell. It's zayremis, rois, gedoylois, and it's the mida hapchusa, the most nidjik, the mida, the nimeses, the most disgusting mida, bitachlis hamir. He doesn't only mean a fianavel. He means a devil. When a person walks around with a sinner, he's walking around with agmas nefesh ein kamoyu. And besides the aveira, but look what it's doing to him. Look what it's eating him up alive. Look at a person who's angry. Is there bigger rachmanis? I once heard from a person, he said, you know, I want to work on my midas. I said, what? Give it a tzairis? He said, I'm sick of being sick. Other types, what midas rois does to a person, it makes him sick, and he's sick of being sick already. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, when he speaks about Sinas Chinam, he writes, Sinas Chinam is my bedes toiva harbim in hanefesh. And again, I tell you, it doesn't only mean Yenevel, it means a devil. How sinna eats away the person like a cancer. And any little bit of happiness, he loses. And here again, you see. From the Olam Chesed Yibana, the person puts himself in a schmutz of sinas chinam, into a midah b'chusav in a meseh. We spoke last year about kaf, what kaf does to a person. And all I have to say now is the Gemara in Sochim, Gimel Chayeyim Einim Chayeyim. A person is living, but he's not living, and one of them is kaf. Machleik is a person has a machleik is the animal. What does machleik do to us? How much does machleik ruin our lives? A person is always to so much midah Yisrael. For kinna, for sinna, for machlekes, for kas. And each one of them, and each one by itself, can take a person from Olam Chesed Yibana and put him into the shmut, into Shol Tachfiyas, the Gehenim of midah Yisrael. We start to wonder, what's the Eitza? If each one of these things could destroy my life, what's my issue? Well, how do I guarantee I don't fall into this trap? I realize, okay, I understand what me this right, what kin and what sin is, but how do I avoid it? So obviously the best data is a person who kind of works on the midas, learn Sefer Musa, Sefer Yira, and that of course is the emissary territory. And that's really the Samachai. But there's a different data. An eitzah that I call the shortcut. An eitzah that somehow has coiled all these midos right and avoids all this atmosphere, and the person somehow is saved from all this sorrow. You know what that is? You know what this shortcut is that coiled all of these midos right? That's the tzaddik b'munasa yichud. When a person lives with the eivishter and he realizes this is not a hefker, that he realizes the eivishter fears of us. And with all his cheshbonis and all his machshavis, but soif kol soif mitzchila v'atzoif, the Eibush is fearing the world. The beautiful Medrash in the beginning of Eicha tells the whole story of how one of these kings killed 7 children. They took the last child and said, "At least bow down to me a little bit. I would. Don't worry, nothing." You know what the child told him back? He told him back to see soif. This is what Amun is all about. We're not living in a hefker world. This is not a Olam Shel Hefker. David HaMelech lived a life of tzaris. David HaMelech until him says, "Hashiyani Elokim ki bo mayim ad nofesh." It wasn't a good man. David HaMelech writes until him, "Rabu misayris roishi stoin aichinam." You know what that is? More hair on my head, that's what I have, more than I have sonim, and sonim echinim. How did David go through life with so many times, and so many machlaikis, and so much sin of l'chayra, so much potential for all that? David HaMelech told us the answer. Hashem royi lo yechza. The Eivishter is my raya, is watching me from Lashon Pastacha, the lo yechza, I'm not going to miss anything. This is the tzaddik v'monasa yichya. He realizes whatever happens to him, from Mikotin Vadgadol, from anybody, from everybody, it's all Ratzon Hashem Yisbar. People consider themselves Bali B'Tachin. It's a very good title. What does Bali B'Tachin mean? What's the definition of B'Tachin? I go, I buy a lotto, and B'Tachin, I'm going to win. Stutzen. The Chazanish and Amun B'Tachin, in the beginning of her days, Inyan B'Tachin, who are Iman, is the belief, She'ein Mikra B'Olam. The Chol Hanasa, everything that happens to you, from your Chava, from your Chavrusa, from your parents, from your Rebbe, from your neighbor, from the stranger, everything that happens, Hakol v'Hachroza mi'ita yisvara, everything that happens ultimately comes from the Eibishter. That's what the Chazon Ish taught, that's the Tachin. And we once spoke over the years, and we showed Bariches, that this is not the Chazon Ish, it's Egin Echidish. You look in the Chayvus Avavashar, B'tochen Peregimel, he says, Kemat this idea, She'em v'yad echad min anivroyim. Nobody. L'hoyel es nafshei, v'loy lahazika, a person can't hurt himself, v'loy l'zulasi, can't hurt yenim, ki'im b'yashus ha'bari yizbarach sumoy. That's the Chazanish of Yisrael. The B'tochen means that nobody could do anything to me, unless that was Ratzon Hashem Yisrael. You look in the Rebbein Yoinim, Mishlei Peregimel, Pasukei, he says the same Musar. The chinuch counts as one of the mitzvot sederos. The ein lo shum nivra. That means again the chava and the parent and the rebbe v'chulu. Koyach lasoi dava bilti yitzchayne. That's one of the mitzvot sederos he calls. And we show then it's the Pasuk in Echa. The Pasuk says, Mi ze amma vatehi, v'ashem lo yitziva. So the Mesivus in the Spirit's Palgi Moyim of Hanar teaches that Mi ze, who could say something and it should happen if Hashem lo yitziva? This is the real pshat in B'tochen. Look in the Chinuch, I'm being Mekatana, but look in the Chinuch how he explains the Yisav lo yitziva. And he says this Havana, because nobody could do anything to you if it's not really Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. So what do you have against him? This is the emes ha'taitzah b'tochen of Emunah, that we're living in a world of only Yitzayna Yisbarach, that nobody in the world could hurt me unless that's Ratzon Hashem. And Zatak the Chazal deals with the question, so if that's the case, if somebody chapters me, why is he punished? If that's Ratzon Hashem, so the Teres of course is punished. It doesn't mean that this person of Avada has Bechira, he could do it, he could not do it. What the Nodavod is, he uses his Bechira to be the Shliach of the Eivisa, that's why he's punished, because he's using his Bechira. But Avada, if it wouldn't be the Ratzon Hashem, it could never happen. So, Rabbi Yitzchak, imagine to yourself. Allow yourself the pleasure, the Saganigan, to imagine that you live in such a world, that you living with this Musig of the Tachim. Isn't it an Oinigashmi? Just thinking about it. You're living in a world with millions and billions of people, and each person somehow could hurt you, some way could chapter you, could do this, do that to you. But if you have the real Betachim, the only person in this world is the Eibishter. The only person that do anything to you is the Eibishter. And what is the Eibishter? The Chazal Vavet, when he speaks about Betachim, he writes that the first part of Betachim is a person has to realize and believe that the Eibishter loves him more than any other person in the world loves him. So you're living only with the Eibishter in the world, and the Eibishter loves us more than our parents, v'chulu, and nobody could do anything to me if not come from the Eibishter. And the Eibishter has his chesbonis. Can you imagine that they're made of devil? There's no sinner. It's just, he's just the Eibishter. There's no machlekes, he did coming to me. Those things in his bracha couldn't happen. There's no machlekes, there's no fatainet. He did? Who's he? I only see a view of a rachamim. Because we saw from the Pasuk in Echa through the Rishonim till the Chazanish that nobody in this world could do anything to me if it's not Ratzon Hashem. I want to tell you a beautiful story. In Shmuel Beis, Perek Tazayim, the Pasuk tells us, the Sukkim tells us a story, Halavai we should learn it more often and we'll become better Yidden. David HaMelech is going with his men, and all of a sudden comes to him Shimi ben Gera. And the Pasuk tells us, by Yisakel ba'avonim, Shimi ben Gera starts to throw stones that David HaMelech can throw in front of all his men. Can you imagine the bush shechlima? And the Pasuk says, Vaita, he starts cursing David. Say, Ish Adonim, go away, you murderer. Some say, Mizachayev Misa, the Ish HaBlial, a person on Yerush Shemayim. You know who else is B'nai Blial? B'nai Dachas people. And here, this Shimon Gera is talking to Melech Yisrael, B'nai Vaeda, and is calling him all these titles, B'ish Blial, B'ish Donim, and he said, the Eber should take away the Melucha from you, and to give it to your son. And the Pasuk is right to Avisha, one of David's men was there, and he was furious. He says, Lama Yikala Kalev Hazer, why should this dog, he called the Shimon Gera dog, why should he say such things? Why is he getting away with it? Let me go, and he told David. Ever love a serious ratio, I'll cut his head off. He's a murderer Malchus. What kind of business is this? And look at David's answer. And I guarantee you, if a person lives with David's message, if a person's life is based on these few words, he'll be living Kimeya Shemayim Al Haaretz. He'll be living in a Gan Eden Atachton. He'll be living what the Eibishter really calls an Olam Chesed Yibaneh. What do you care, Kalev? What does it bother you that he's cursing? You hear what his reaction is? And again he says it later, Hanichului, let him curse. This is the most important yesod that you have to take out of tonight. You're walking in the street and you trip over a stone. So you get up, what's your first reaction? Baruch Hashem. Basher, Gamzu Vatayva, Homadar Rahman al Tavavavis. Does anybody's right mind start hitting the stone?
I just don't hurt you.
You have seichel enough to realize that that's just a shliach from the Eibishter. And if you really the husband, you might even be sameach these spoons. You might even realize the value of these spoons. But at kufanim, you won't have any kindness on that stone. Because you realize that stone was a shliach to Rachmana. Was the guys would be out of chaitzim. That's the Eibishter's messenger to give you a little of these spoons. What David was teaching us, Marv Abaisa, is that David saw a sinner in front of him. He saw a sinner throwing stones at him and calling him all these terrible names and giving him clawless, like David Malfa said, Yama said, for who can allow me clawless and method? It bothered David. David was hurt by this all. David wasn't a malach in the real sense. David heard this yam, and it bothered him. And he heard somebody saying, you should lose your melucha in front of all the people. And David the Seif Yomav realized the pain for who Kilalani Kloan and Matthias. But you know what David's reaction was? He didn't see Shimon Gerer. He saw the Avish of it. He saw Hashem Rai. So why is it bothering me? He realized that just like a stone is a shliach, so a person is also a shliach. Because he realized the Emes of Taita B'Tochen, that nobody, not my Chava, not my Soina, not this and not that, nobody can hurt me if it's built in your Soina Yisvara. Because Avraham Melech said twice, Hashem Oma Loi Kalel. It's not him, it's not Shimon Gerah. It's Avinu of Harachama. That's real B'Tochen. And that's the Yisoid HaChayim. David saw so much Tzaris, but he didn't get angry. And it's Mavel HaRayim. Think about the contrast. Think about the Hevdol. Here we have a Yerovim Avot that has Kol Tov. He has Aniv, Aton, Etayel, Began Eden. And he's missing one thing. Liberosh. And it's all worth nothing. Here we have a Haman that has everything, every bit of covet, and everything a person can dream of. And he's missing a Chut HaSara. And what does he say? Kol Zen and Eshoivali. And the Havel of Havdalos, you have a person that's going through the Yisurim of it. He's going through Bizyonis, he's been thrown a stone at, he's been cursed, they should lose him a Lucha. And what's he saying? What's his reaction to all this curse? Hashem Omalei Kalel. That's Tzadik Ve'Munasa Yichya. That's the Bracha Atzuma Ma'oid of the Tzadik Ve'Munasa Yichya. He doesn't see Shin Ben Gera. He sees Hashem Ro'i Lo Yechzer. And nothing could bother him. David HaMelech was living what the Eibishter gave us, the Sanigal Hashem. Gevald, listen to that lesson. David was not shy from anybody in this Meshuggah Nevel to ever hurt David, because everything was just the Eibishter, and that was all Rasim Hashem. Abaram B'Seif Yomav as Tidu had terrible machlav, he had a cancer, he had terrible Yisurim. In the last few days of his life, he was suffering terribly, and his wife, Rebetzin, Chaim Lubavitcher, was there, and she saw his pain and suffering. She says, "David, this is not good." So Abaron, in the last bit of koyach, he says, "Nay. Nisht as this is a sign good. It's showing good. A lichtin in good to him." And Rabbi Sai, in that little vertlach, Abaron types up the diik, the emes of pshat of the talk. Nisht as this is sign good. Oh, but it's showing good. Because the Eibishter Hashem Roi Shalom Yechta. Because all this Tzoris is all a Shliach of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter knows what he's doing. And here again you see this as Phylos. Here you see a person could take the biggest tragedy, the biggest Yisurim, and he's Mahabachit. And he sees the Eibishter, and he sees it's showing good, like a bit in good their hands. And whose hands is he? He's in the hands of the Eibishter. A person with the tach and a person with the right hashgacha, he doesn't see Yanim, he doesn't see him, he doesn't see that chapter who's having me. It's all the shliach of the Eibishter. I think that's the shot in the end of Ayachim. The brothers were afraid Yosef takes his karma, and they had a good reason for it. All the sorrows that Yosef suffered was because of them, directly. But what Yosef's reaction? What did Yosef tell him? Hasachas alikimani? You did something to me? You hurt me? Can you hurt me? Me ze alma vasebatei Hashem letziva. You cannot do a thing to me. It's all Ratzon Hashem Yisroel. So Yosef understood the emes of Betochen. I have no time to see you. You talk to the chet. You use the bechira to be chayta. That's not my problem. That's the Eibishter's problem. Just like Leitzikam, the Chinuch learns, what's the pshat Leitzikam? Because you have no shaykhis to the Balak der Chayta. He did a chet choma, but the Abis is chet. Because he used Bechir wrongly. But to him, you have no shaykhis. This is what Yosef told him, Hasachet Alekim Oni, you deserve a punishment, but it's not from me, it's from the Abis. The emissary is every person that wants to be tefillin in life. He wants to be zeich to happiness, to live in this oilam chesed. And trust me, believe me, there's only one eitzah. There's only one eitzah to go through this life and to remain a happy person. And that's the eitzah of a tzaddik gemunasa yichya. And that's the eitzah of constantly chazing over and over that it's not the oilam shel hefker. It's not the veiled gates of mitzvah alone. That not only when you trip on a stone, you have no kindness to the stone, because you realize Mi'ika Yisvara. But even when the Chava stands amazed at the Shat Nefesh, and he wants to give you Agmas Nefesh, and you're so full of sinner, and you're so full of Kaas, and you're so full of Machlaikis. You know what a person's reaction has to be, how a value should be? He should realize that Hashem Omalaika. They're too all from the Yehbishtha. He should realize that Mi'izeh Omer Batei Hashem Leitziva. We once said Be'ez Hashem the other years, but Chazal says, "Tamar Gemara Nidor Mazay Kol Hakoyes Ki Oyvel Avoy Dizoyer." What's the hez? What's the pshat? We said pshat Bez Hashem. Because when you get angry at him, that means you think that he fears the veil, that he's running this, he's calling the shot, and he's running the world. If you would have the emes of betachin that me is the alma, even the Abish is running the world. A person. Mice in life, there are times that we have kinna. We do have kinna, we see by Yenim Segei best of Yifunim. And so the person's having a better time in yeshiva or in work or in panas or whatever it is. You know what the eighth is, everybody say? You know what the issue is, that we shouldn't go around with a leben of mi bereish? You know what the eighth is? The eighth is the tzadik and menasa yichya. We made a bracha this morning, every morning, she'os b'shem ha'malchus, she'os so li kol tzarki. That means the Eibishter gave me bedeek what I need. Ah, Yenim has more. So what was that to do with you? You have bedeek what you need for your shlichus. What Yenim has is not for you. The Eibishter that I of us, more than Yoysa Mikol Merach, my Chayv Zavavis learned, gave me exactly what I need. What's the mutton for kinna? If somebody has the proper bitachin and emuna, then he doesn't know what the word kinna means. I have a friend of mine that once went to Ramat Shwab the friend of the Vracha, and he said he has a problem with kinna. So Ramat Shwab the friend of the Vracha was surprised. He goes, "What do you mean kinna? What? Yenim, you, the Abish is running the world. What do you care what he has?" That's a person that's living Kimea Shemayim Ala Earth. That's a person that's living in the Olam Chesed Yibana that the Abish wanted from us. And this is the Yisoid that kinna has no makom for a year that lives at the Tachim. But if somebody has betachin, he knows one thing. The Gemara in Brachos say, "Brachos ain machus megis bechaveret afil kimoli nima." That's the tzugang of the Baal betachin. But what Yenim has, what's that? The Samir scientist. I have what I need. I have exactly what I need, no more, no less. The Avinezer asked the Kasha, "How could the Torah give a tzivui about leitzachmoy? I is such a difficult mitzvah. How could it be a tzivui?" And his answer is based on this, I think, Udaiti, and this same story. When somebody lives with the Abishtins in it, when he realizes that Hashem is Rai, then he realizes Lo Yechsa, and then it's very easy to demand from a person Lo Yisachmoy. If you have the proper Hashkofa, you have the proper Tugan, then you don't taina mi Barais, because you realize Hashem Rai Lo Yechsa. We all say, right, I'm going to Chasa in near to Hashem. It's a Gevaldik Zog, and the Tzaka the Chazal speak highly about such a person that says that. What does it mean in Yirat Hashem? What that is, that the person is Mechazik is Emuna, that he realized that he cannot go to the Chasuna unless the Eibishter wants, unless it's in Yirat Hashem. And how many times we wanted to go someplace we couldn't go? Because then we realized that it was Loyrat Hashem. So if we end up by that Chasuna, it's Taka in Yirat Hashem. What our job, if we want to be in this Olam Chesed Yibana, if we want to have happiness, we have to realize that every single thing that happens to us is only in Yirtzeh Hashem. When a Chabad chapter is like, when a parent does something which you think is an avla, or anything else that this world could offer to us, any problem that can happen to us, it's all in Yirtzeh Hashem. Because if it's it's not Ratzon HaNeshem, it can never ever happen. That's the yesod of the tachon. Because me is the Omer Atei Hashem Leitiva. And when the more a person has done this yesod, the more a person is zeichet to happiness in life. He doesn't go around for tainit of mi b'roish of kol haneshayvali. We make a bracha so many times a day. Sha'akol nihiyeh b'dvar. What does that mean? That also means that the Eibishter is fearing the world, and the Eibishter is doing everything. This is our tachlis. If we wanted to come and to epis etvas in the Rabbi Chaveri and Simcha Sachayim, the yesod has to be to realize that Hashem Roi Layechsa. One of the biggest machlas by Ben Yeshiva is the machla of years. They give up, and usually years come from kina. Because somebody's on top of him, and somebody's better than him, and how am I going to make it? The Baal B'tachon realizes that I have exactly what I need to also be called Sarfim. This is really what B'tachon is. The Baal B'tachon lives in a Leben, a Glicklich Leben, a Himmeldik Leben. He lives in a Ganeden of Be'evel. The one that Zoycha to realize what Zwiffel Geith Arayin in B'tzadik B'monasa Yichya. Only he could realize the schar adeng soy. I was zoichet to big rebellion, and they went through difficult times in life. But this is what kept them going. This is what gave them the simcha sachaim in every matzah. That the Eibishter feared about. There is not a oilam shel hefker. Somebody came to the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim asked, "The beer zigaitis." So he says, "Ken zayin best." The Chofetz Chaim says, "Vane veistu." That's the tachon. To realize that it can't be better. You could make it better with your bechira and echanam, you could learn better. But a tainus that this and this could be better, that's no such thing. Because the Yavish is fearing the veil, and this person is Litlach of the veil. I once saw a story a number of years ago. At the time, I didn't really understand it, maybe I didn't appreciate it enough. Rav Chaskel Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel, spent a number of years in Siberia. I don't have to tell you, I don't have to describe to you what Siberia was, what the enemy was. And he used to tell over the different inuyim, the different punishments and sufferings that he had by the Russian government. Besides, of course, he had no Torah, no Kashrus, no Shabbos, no Yontif, no Shemot of a Mitzvah. But about Kulam, the Yisurim that he went through, the physical Yisurim, the emotional Yisurim, how their whole tachlis was to make him ois men, to break him spiritually, physically, and mentally. And he used to describe the Gehenna, how each day was a different trick, a different tugan to make him a broken person. And one day he woke up in the morning and he watched Negevasa and he started saying Moidani. Moidani fanecha melechai v'kayam shechzat v'nishmati. And he says, what am I saying Moidani for? What do I need this life for? Mali chayim. A life on Torah, on mitzvahs, on Kedusha, on Hashemot of Kedusha. And worse yet, Yisurei Maves. What's the Moida Ani? What am I gaining from this lab and this Gehenim of Devil? And then I realized the answer. You know what the answer was? You know what the answer was in spite of all this Yisurei, this Gehenim? Da'ba Emun Asecha. I realize I don't have prayer mitzvahs, I don't have anything, I don't have happiness, but I have one thing, I have Emunah. At the time, I didn't appreciate how much oimit is and how much disoimit a person could check from this mindset and how much chizik a person could take out of this mindset. Because Yenech Hanami, he's living in a life on Torah and on mitzvahs and on Shabbos and on Kashis. But he didn't miss a thing. You know why? You know why he didn't miss all that? Because he realized Hashem Rai and then Lo Yechta. He was living with the Malach HaMavos Aleinu. He was living with the KGB, Mamish, the Sultan of Devil. But you know why it didn't bother him? You know why he didn't care about that? Because he realized Hashem Omer Leitzelot. He saw the Eibishter even in the KGB. And because of that, he realized there was a Rabbi Emunah Asecha. And Enoch Hanami had Yisurei Maves. And Enoch Hanami had Yisurim of Devil, Tagin, Tagoyt. But you know why it didn't really bother him? You know why he didn't care about it? Because he didn't realize it's Retzayin good, but he realized it's Yishayin good. He realized it's been in good to him. That's the bracha of Rabbi Emunah Asecha. That's the bracha that a Yid has from his Emunah. That's the bracha of a Tzadik Be'Emunah Seyichya. A person can take the biggest tragedy and turn it into a Metziah of Rabbi Emunah Asecha, that nothing would bother him. and Enechanami Merva Boy say, I'm not silly. I know it's not easy. It's a hard job ahead to be kind of this meat of Amuna. But trust me, it's a lot harder to live in the blotta of kinna, of sinna, of machloikis, of tas. It's a lot harder to live a life of mi barayish. It's a lot harder to live a life of kol zayin shayvali. It's a lot harder to live a life of sinas kinam that's mamish and mizah b'chusav and emesh v'tachas amiyus. This is the etza. This is the bracha of Rabbi Muna Sefer. To chazik constantly chazirayim, to mechazik in the morning, whatever way possible, that Hashem roi lo yechad, that everything each achav and every person in the world is only Hashem amal leitaleo. And you have no idea how helpful this etza could be when somebody ba'avled you and it's burning inside of you an anger and a kas that he did something to me and I'm angry at him. Remember to yourself over and over again that kach rotza Hashem, it's not a oilam so hefka. And if somebody did something, kach rotza Hashem, and just like when something happens, we are quick to say that the Eibishter feels about, we're quick to say that's rotza Hashem. And so too when somebody else does something, again, it's kach rotza Hashem. And then we don't have tainas on the enemy. And we're about to point the finger and blame him and say, I'm going to get him back because he did something to me. Said maybe the answer is to follow Yosef's advice and think to yourself over and over again, that's the Eibishter's chesed. But by me, I know one thing, that it's not an Olam Shel Hefka, and everything and anything from any person of us to me, kach rotza Hashem. And the emes is one of the most painful words in a person's dictionary. Is the words would've, or could've, or should've. A person does something, and no matter how much luck he has, it starts to bother him, it starts to eat him up alive. I could've done that better, I should've done this. And these words, I would've, or I could've, or I should've, rob a person of so much happiness. He's thinking, I could've, this could've been better, this could've happened. These words do not exist in a dictionary of a mind that believes that the Eibishter cares about him. Avada, if it's tzach to improve, we have to improve. But when something happens, and we think it could have been a little better, thus already shmek from achsar and emuna, because kach ratza Hashem, these are all the ratzon of the Eibishter. And then we don't start pointing fingers and having kindness to people. And everything, whatever happens to us, if we right away matzik as hadin and say kach ratza Hashem, we have already solved the benod mechaveh, we have already solved the kindness on people. The glicklich is immense. The glicklich is immense that lives with this musig, that lives with the betachin that he's not living in a olam shel hefka. That whatever happens to him is only as nizer omavatei Hashem loytiva. It's all from us in Hashem. This is the bracha ad bulitai of the maimon, of the one that lives with the Eibishter in. And the more we mishtayg in this midah of amuna, the more we'll be zeicha to see how big and how tremendously helpful the bracha is of tzadik v'munasa yichya. Halavai, all now in the entire life we should constantly see this bracha of the tzadik v'munasa yichya. Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.